This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, August 31st. God's word for you today is, seed is equal to harvest. Our scripture reading is taken from Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, and it says, make no mistake, God can't be mocked. What you give is what you get. What you sow, you harvest. The word of God cannot be broken. The scriptures cannot be broken. It is not too late with God. Someone said to me, with all I have done, can God forgive me? Pastor, is it possible? I said to him, the question is not, can God forgive you? The question is, can you repent? He said, yes, I am ready to repent. I said, then God can forgive you because God's mercies are everlasting. 2 Chronicles chapter 7 verse 13 to 14 says, if I shut up the heavens so that there is no rain, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. It is clear even in this scripture that pride is a problem for a lot of people. The key highlighted in this scripture is to humble yourself, pray, and turn from your wicked ways. The word turn here is a repentance. Some people like to humble themselves and pray, but they don't want to turn. Without the turning, the process is incomplete. You have to humble yourself, pray, and then you have to turn and seek His face. The turning is when repentance happens. When you turn from your wicked ways, He will hear from heaven, forgive your sins, and He will heal your land. If the land is healed, the rain will fall. As your land gets healed, worked, cultivated, and fertilized, and get all that it needs, the rain will fall and is falling. The third gear is the seed. In the seed is the abundance, the harvest that we desire. Isaiah chapter 55 verse 10 says, rain and snow fall from the sky and don't return until they have watered the ground. Then the ground causes the plants to sprout and grow, and they produce seeds for the farmer and food for people to eat. There is so much in this scripture. God sends His rain, it comes on the land, then the land causes whatever is in it to sprout and grow. The question is, what seed is in your land? That is what will sprout and grow as it comes in contact with the rain. For some people, the only seeds they have in their land are gossip and backbiting. Some parents have planted only destructive seeds, curses in their children. I pray that every plant that my Heavenly Father has not planted shall be rooted up in the name of Jesus. And every such destructive seed will be rooted up. Let us pray. Father, every seed that you have not planted in my life, land, family, children, career, business, ministry, marriage, and finances, let them all be rooted up in Jesus' name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.